Hey guys, Liam Duggan here, captain of the 4WD podcast. We're driven by the Shelter Brewing Co. and are a part of Backchat Studios. You can support us on Patreon, where you can get bonus content and episodes before everybody else. Head to patreon.com/the4WD podcast.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
All right, welcome back to 4WD podcast, driven by Shelter. Ronnie?
Mate, look at the place we're at.
We're in the bush. We've got the Maxxis tyres. They're on board now. They've got around the fire pit later on, which we've got a really great addition because at the moment we're out of service. So we've got Southern River Band Let It Ride, but unfortunately we couldn't listen to that on the way in because we were only listening to Raffa's singing, which is what we had to deal with the whole way. But
yeah, he's not bad.
He's pretty good, actually. Yeah. So how about we introduce the crew that we're actually travelling with right now?
Good idea. So we've got Jono here, who's my main cameraman and also does a lot of editing. Actually does the main editing, to be honest.
He's the man.
Jono?
A man of few words, Jono, which is good.
And he'll be a man of very few words later on, won't he?
Oh, I cannot wait to see this because we'll tell everyone how we got there later on. But
okay,
introduce Raffa for us.
Well, we've got Raffa here. Raffa is from Destination 4WD, also a good mate of mine. Got his fantastic awning on the ute there, but we haven't got it out right now because we are underneath the veranda
of the Cunalda
Roadhouse. It's an old station, but it's also a roadhouse from back in the the old air highway days. With all these car wrecks behind us, behind the new things, which hopefully aren't
wrecks.
Yeah,
anytime soon.
Mate, amazing car wrecks out here.
Yep, and then we got Jaden behind the lens. He's made the ride too.
The voice beyond.
So we're on our way from Adelaide to Perth. We've got the Perth show coming up next weekend as well. It's all happening for us.
I know. Like, we probably, after we finish here, we should probably get back on the road. Nah, we'll camp here one more night. How about that?
Yeah, well, we've got the roasters just started cooking. So if we were making the call, it would have to be now. But you've decided to go with the pork roast tonight, mate?
Yeah, mate, went with the pork roast. The wind has kind of put a bit of a spin on it. It's been on for like 2 hours now, and I don't think it's crisped up yet. I think Raffa or Jono is going to go back and have a look at that a bit later for us, make sure we don't burn it.
Might be my Weber. Hey, Adelaide show, quick review. How was it? What did we get up to?
Mate, I thought it was great. We had a great spot.
Right
on the edge of the food
awesome
hall.
Awesome layout at the Adelaide show. That was incredible.
Yeah, it's
there.
Good. Yeah, it's one of my favourite shows.
Yeah.
Out of the three shows that I mainly do, it's the second favourite show.
Behind Sydney?
Perth is a favourite because it's hometown. Look, they're all good. They're all great shows, but Adelaide has got a lot of indoor, and I like that. It's good to be a bit indoor. The other two are outdoor, but
yeah, Raffa, your spot was very, very nice where you were at the Adelaide show. That was a very clean spot there with the blue troopy
next to the sidetrack boys. Eh?
Yeah, it was. I was right in a corner where everybody walks to see the angle.
The angle main stage.
Yeah. You had all the foot traffic,
and also. I'm pretty sure to have an entry very close to to that corner.
You were with the sidetrack boys too, eh?
I was with the sidetrack boys too, Nick and Mark and Angus.
Yep.
Great people too.
Yeah, they're legends and fellas, those boys.
Yeah, yeah, they're very genuine guys.
And the awning obviously did pretty well, mate, with the amount of people just coming past Ronnie's in the content creator section there and just asking all of us, all four of us that were at Ronnie's car, where did he get his awning from? And
said, I really appreciate that bloke I really back there. Appreciate it. Yeah, thank you very much.
That's obviously a quality product, mate. Well done.
Yeah, no, thank you very much.
Made in Australia, made in Cairns, eh?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's all Australian made and manufactured in Cairns, North Queensland. And yeah, we have a lot of interest. And thank you, boys, honestly, for send people over there.
No, no worries,
the Blue
mate.
Troopy.
Happy to, happy to.
All good, mate. All
bloody,
good.
Yeah, thank you.
Speaking of the Blue Troopy, I know we were chatting about the show there, but that is impressive, that thing.
No, that's one set up, isn't
it? Poor old Jono's. He's having to sit in the passenger seat of these troopies. And
he looked like he nearly took off in it before.
He was stalking it before. But it's a nice car, though. It's yeah, it's sort of got me thinking again, too. So, anyway, you let Jaden just drive yours, I saw.
Yeah, yeah, put a big smile on his face. I know he's missing his 76, you know, back in Perth. So, I thought, yeah, Jaden, drive it back, mate. Drive it back.
We actually had another troopie join us in the convoy there.
Yeah,
another Queenslander, wasn't it? I think Rafa. I think it was another Queenslander.
Oh, I didn't see the plates.
Yeah, I think it might have been.
Remember the other one we saw yesterday? It looked almost identical to what I've got.
Was it you?
Same rooftop, same black line on the bottom, same side table, same wheel carrier, same wheel bin bag, everything.
Where was it?
It was just an older version.
I don't remember seeing that one.
I'm just, because it's an older version, I was questioning, did I accidentally copy him or did he accidentally copy me?
Jeez, maybe you were the copy. Maybe he's got a YouTube and we can have a look at that.
Maybe we're just both onto a good thing.
Yeah, I reckon that might be it. Mate, have you got, you know, you're pretty good with your history on joints. Have you got much history of this place? I know there's a few signs and that around here, but.
Well, look, that car graveyard that's there behind us, that's just a testament to how harsh this track would have been, right? Like, we're in on modern day tyres, good tyres, we're in on good suspension, very comfy vehicles. Back in the day, like that truck you pointed out up there had 20 leaf springs you counted.
Yep.
Imagine how rough that would have been, right?
Yeah.
But all these other older cars, like they wouldn't have been built to withstand this kind of harsh terrain. No. They've been made for the road. So
yeah, it's pretty unforgiving out here. It's just so barren. And we're only 15 Ks north of the modern highway now.
Yeah, the new one, that's when they actually laid a tarmac. So it wasn't until the late 60s that they actually tarmacked the whole thing. Yeah.
And so the old road was north of this site here?
The old road's pretty much just there.
Just directly through here?
Just through there. So this was like, you could stop here, get fuel at the Bowser over there, which unfortunately they run out of fuel here.
Yeah, well, maybe a while ago. But.
Yeah, a long time ago. But look, the air highway has not been bitumised for very long.
Yeah, it's
crazy, in the scheme of things, you know.
Busy road now though, far out.
Oh yeah, trucks.
The amount of traffic on there at the
caravans.
At the
troopies.
A lot of troopies. Few of the crew that we passed coming from Adelaide to Perth doing the same for the show.
Yeah, yeah. Lots of little campfires along the way.
Yeah.
It's a cool experience crossing over. You're going from one end of the country to the other.
Like, yeah.
It's awesome.
It's got to be done at least once, I reckon. How many times have you been?
Well, Jono mentioned earlier today, like, so this is 8 times in 2 years now.
Right.
And I was like, oh, yeah, shit, you're right. So countless, to be honest, countless. Yep. But so that place we stopped yesterday, that free camping spot, I've always been driving past it. I've seen free camping middle of the night, and I'm like, I don't want to rock in there with my high beams. I don't know what you're meant to do in there, right? And then we drove in there yesterday, and it's just a spot you can just drive in, and it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
it's a beautiful spot.
Yeah, it was awesome. Tell everyone though what we did. What was?
Well, we were going to do a podcast there, but we had a few people around. The lighting wasn't quite right. We went inside, had a look. We took a couple of photos. Jaden, he was lost for a while with his camera. And that was contagious. And I grabbed my camera. mate, the old VHS cameras in there. The old TV setup.
Yeah, it was cool.
It was like going back in time.
Yeah. And then because we got so delayed there, what did we end up doing?
Well, okay, that's just normal to me. So now I see the angle you're going. Yeah, right, yeah, okay. Yeah. We got to camp in the dark.
Yeah.
You happy now?
Yeah, thanks, mate. You've been telling me, so I you know, you had warned us, but we had a chance and we just and we just decided to get there in the dark, ended up going to bed at bloody 11:30 midnight.
Well, we were talking before we left that that we were going to rock up in the dark. Yeah, we knew it was going to happen.
Had this feeling.
I honestly had in mind we were camped there because I wanted to check it out.
Yeah.
But then...
there's a few people around too.
And yeah. And then I was like, you know what? It's pretty early. Let's keep going. And then beyond that, it's like, I can just see what I've done subconsciously. I know there's no camp for the next couple of hours. So we're going into the dark and it's just like, yep, it's going to happen.
It was a pretty cool painted sky though last night. I didn't mind that time of night.
Did you like the campsite we're at last night?
Yeah, bloody oath. Yeah. No, it was awesome.
Yeah, it was a bit of a random spot. I'd never been there before.
Best part about it is we didn't have to double back on ourselves to get back out to the main road. So we're still on some sort of, obviously, farmers' roads and stuff like that.
We're like a five road intersection.
Yeah.
It was pretty interesting, yeah.
Yeah, it was busy.
All credit to Jono for finding that one.
Oh, there's a Jono,
found it pretty quick, yeah.
On Google Earth or...
Was it Wikicamps?
Google
Earth.
Yeah,
we matched it up with Google, matched it up with the GPS.
Yeah. You'd have a few scattered along here saved up, wouldn't you?
Yeah, well, every time I drive down, I go, oh, that's a good spot, and I'll just put it down.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll just tap on the screen, put a flag, and the next time I know it's around there. Like, even on the plane across to Sydney, because you fly directly over all this, I'm like, oh. So I hold my phone right near the window on Google Earth, and then I press tap, and then I'll take a screenshot, because the screenshot's the coordinates.
Ah, righto, yeah.
And I've just got to enter them in when I get reception later.
And then just sort of hunt it down exactly what you're
seeing. Yeah, then I can pin it and then hunt it down.
Yeah, righto. You mentioned fuel before. Interesting topic at the moment with the fuel prices. I think we spoke about it at the show maybe with Mitch and Jess, I reckon, from Wandering Oz. But what are the numbers at the moment in the troopy?
Okay, we had a strong headwind.
Yeah, it's been blowy as.
Yeah, so... mine was 18.6.
Yep.
It's pretty high.
Yep.
Look, with a swag on the roof as well. Jono swag.
Yep.
And yours was 14.4.
14.4 when you did the math, but the most recent, so Penang to here, was just a smidgen over 15.
Oh, wow.
So it might have made a difference, me being out in front for that little bit of time as well for an hour or two there.
Yeah. You're not following a skyscraper cutting the wind for you.
Yeah, it was a nice little... I was behind two skyscrapers there for a while, so that was all right. But just over 15 for the last sort of however many Ks that was. I don't want to have a guess at that because I'll get corrected. But
the wind got stronger too.
Yeah. It's been picking up here. How many sites have we hunted down just to try and get this podcast out of the wind?
Mate, yeah, like I can't believe there's no wind right here. This is an odd section. I can understand there's no wind here, just there. But here, it's just weird. Yeah. You walk 5 minutes back there, you can see the trees in the background.
Yeah.
It's pretty windy.
Yeah. No, it's definitely... So, what were you going at? Raffa, did you end up finding out what you were...
I was 16 point...
Oh, you did Raffa too.
Something. Yeah, 16.
Yeah, okay.
16.5.
Yeah, Ronnie did the math.
Yep. So, what were you, sorry? 18.
I was 18.6.
Oh, so you were 16.5. Yeah. Raffa. That's pretty good.
Yeah. I'm sitting taller. I'm heavier.
Yeah.
There's a swag on the roof. I've got a roof rack on the roof. I've got lights on the roof. All that will impact.
Yep.
Also, just to clarify the fuel numbers, when I was on the way the other way, I had a side wind mainly.
Yep.
A little bit of tailwind, not much. I was burning 16.1 and 16.6.
Right.
On the two sections I calculated on. No more, no less, all the way from Perth to Sydney.
Yeah, right.
So, headwind makes a massive difference. And when you put a swag on a roof, that makes about half a litre to a litre difference.
Yeah, okay.
I've found anyway.
So that's why you're at... So for people that aren't maybe aware, 18 litres per 100 kilometres of fuel, that's what you're using
on
this trip.
And my safe range is 20. Always calculate on 20. On-road, off-road, it's a combination.
Yep.
It's 20 litres per 100. That's what I'll calculate on.
Yep.
That way I know my safe range. So it's 1350 with 270 litres, like if you do the math. But... yeah, so I'll just work it out on that. And it also allows for the fuel I can't reach in the very bottom of the tank.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, so I mean, because I've only got the 80-litre tank, so I'm sort of the one holding us back a little bit at the moment. But
you're not holding us back that much.
We've been going okay, yeah. We'll fill up at sort of Euclid tomorrow again, and then I don't know if that... Well, probably won't get me to Norseman still, I don't reckon. That might be just too far.
We'll get you close. We'll just top you up somewhere along the way.
Yeah.
You can always risk the biscuit.
Well, Rafa did say he had a snatch strap in the back that if he ran out of fuel, you could tow him with. So yeah. I might have to borrow that.
Yeah. If that was going to happen, we'd just get a garden hose out and then just do the old hose dunk and then drain it over.
Hey,
at $6 a litre out in the... No.
Yeah. What were you going to charge Jaden for AA batteries before? Well, you never actually said the price. What was it
on the house.
Yeah, but what was the actual... What did you want to say?
Well, it was 6,000 Ks of freight.
Yeah.
$1 per kilometre. then on top of that, you know, you've got security, you've got locations that they've been to, so... It's pretty high price, but
the altitude that they travel to, you even mentioned
exactly.
About the high country.
Yeah, yeah. Got to keep the battery acid in them, you know.
Keep them warm.
Can I ask, is that per battery? Because I grabbed four off you.
Yeah, that's
that
per battery.
Per battery.
Per battery, yeah.
Jeepers.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would take out a loan.
Price you got to pay.
No, well, on the house, mate.
Ugh.
On the house.
You're a kind man, Ronnie.
He's a bloody good man.
Very good man. I even got, thanks for letting me drive.
Bit drive slower than you drive though, Ron.
And four batteries.
Look, prices out here that they get pretty steep now.
How are you going in the sun there?
I'm going alright. How are you going in the sun?
Yeah, well, I'm not looking into it. It's kind of nice. But
I'm working on my tan here.
I'm getting a nice neck tan too. So the Perth show. What do we got planned? What are your learnings actually from? Because this was the second time. With the podcast at a show.
Yeah.
So on top of all your prior commitments at the show and. Doing all your own stuff as well.
Yep.
You had a podcast in and chatting to some guests and either side of chatting to some guests is hanging out with them a little bit because you don't want to be rude and just invite people on the show and chat to them and then kick them out again. So I got to meet some really cool people. You'd met everyone before, but got to know them really well, have a chat. So how'd you find the difference between Sydney and Adelaide? I felt Adelaide was a little bit smoother for how we ran things and how it worked for you.
I think Adelaide ran a bit smoother because we had the experience from Sydney.
Yep.
We had a great setup at Sydney as well. We were on the green grass. It was quite nice.
Yep.
Here we were in an area where there was a lot of noise, but we didn't have to deal with the comp trucks that were in Sydney.
Yeah, that's right.
Forgot about those. Yeah, so look, although it was a bit more hectic in Adelaide because I was wearing probably too many hats. So I had three talks in two different places and then a podcast as well.
Yeah, you probably had an extra talk really, didn't you?
Yeah, yeah. I would say that doing a podcast at a show is awesome. I love it. And when we have a guest on, that is the most time I will ever be able to spend with them.
Yeah.
Because it's very hard sometimes, like... I kind of feel like I'm being rude to people, but I've got to be here, I've got to be there. So every conversation is really short.
Yeah, right.
And going out for dinner afterwards, that's probably my favorite thing because you actually get to relax and you get to talk
catch
to people.
Up with them. Yep.
And then they actually know that, you're not just some asshole who just doesn't have time for me. It's like I literally don't have time for much. So I've got to split the time. It's also the same when people come up and they want to have a chat.
Yeah.
I like to chat to as many people as I can. And I love when they just throw like questions at me for advice. And I do love all the appreciation. That is awesome. I really love the feedback. But sometimes you get people that's sort of... I just think they're not aware. They hold you for a bit too long.
Yep.
And there's people behind them. And often people, they get... tired of waiting or they'll walk off and then come back later, but then there's more people there and they kind of miss out.
Yeah, gotcha.
So it's just trying to get that efficiency of moving, but doing the podcast is great because I can stand here and listen, or we'll sort that out at Perth because we can get the speakers.
Yeah, that was another one of our learnings probably from Adelaide was to get some speakers and actually see if we can get a bit of a crowd around and because we did have one fellow listening and he sort of probably got a little bit sick that he couldn't really hear us because it was quite loud under that. Or where we were, sort of under that that Perspex there.
A lot of background noise.
Yeah, there was. Yeah, yeah. So we'll fix that up for Perth. So, yep. But on Perth then, so...
Before we go to Perth, how do you find the Adelaide show?
No, really awesome. Yeah, I think I've said to you guys before, the second time meeting some people, or the second time around meeting some people, so that was kind of nice to be... more comfortable around them and just, you know, you're not meeting everyone again for the first time, but then also
introduce yourself and
So that was great to see some familiar faces. And then Jaden and I, with our second time at the show, with those people that we'd met at Sydney, we also got introduced to another branch as well at Adelaide. So that was really good. So it wasn't sort of everyone at once all again. So that was great. So we yeah, we really enjoyed it. But probably the best part about it is being able to throw this trip in as well. So we get the double whammy of being able to come to the show and have a really great time. And then
having a chat on the road in a location.
Yeah,
like
which we've spoken about on the podcast before. And then we've actually, and we've added Rafa to the convoy, which has been great. So, we've been pretty grateful just to hang out with some cool people and get to travel and do a bit of a different experience. And I've never done the Nullarbor like this. I've never stopped and taken my time. I rarely
do as well. Yeah,
we've walked into two old homesteads in the last 24 hours and had a look around and learnt some history. So I've enjoyed probably that part of the Adelaide experience as well, if that's sort of what we group it with.
It's kind of good because it's such a rush and it's pretty hectic at the show, but we love it. It's cool. It's awesome. There's a lot of people there, a lot of people to talk to, a lot of things happening. Boom. Show's over. Now you need to relax.
Yeah.
And that's what we're doing on the drive back. Normally it's just zoom, straight back, prepare for Perth.
Yep.
And then I don't relax till Christmas, but this is good. It's great. Yeah. Great break.
Forced ourselves to stop a little bit. We've put a roast on and it's just cooking away. And so it's, I've really enjoyed that part. So, but the Perth show, back to that, is that's going to be pretty big. Obviously, that's the home state for both of us.
You won't have to introduce yourself much there.
Well, some of the other people I'm standing next to, I might have to. But hopefully there's a good turnout down there. And you'll have your merch.
Yes.
At which a fair few people have come past asking about, haven't they? But along with the 4WD podcast shirts, of course. But your merch tent will be there too. So there's
and the 4WD podcast merch will be in the same tent.
Yes. Yep. But I'm looking forward to that. Like, I've been there as a spectator before, and I've never bothered you back then because I saw how busy you were. It was hard to grab you. I actually walked past last year, I reckon, when you were doing the tire challenge, which Jono will probably laugh because I still don't want to do it.
Oh,
but I reckon I saw you sitting on the tire, bringing people in last time I was there. And I'm pretty happy you didn't approach me, to be honest, to come and have a crack at that. But we're going to see it, but do you want to tell everyone about that bloke that played you?
Oh, mate. For 50 bucks. Mate, what a player. So, you know, there's this challenge, 50 bucks if you plug the tyre in under a minute, 25 under a minute and a half, under 2 minutes, me and Duggo do 20 push-ups, which we did,
once, I think.
Yeah. So this guy, he's like, oh, yeah, okay. Nails it in just 59 seconds. Okay, there was a delay for me pressing the button, so it was under 59 seconds. Turns out he's a tire fitter.
and he didn't tell you till after.
Nah.
Or it was his wife that had to tell you, actually, which was even better.
Yeah, he's actually a tire fitter.
Yeah, I thought that was gold. Yeah, that wasn't the best time, though. What was it, 54
Yeah, the first timer.
Yeah, the first timer, which he looked like a natural.
Yeah. He said it was all about teaching.
He did, which you gave him a very, very descriptive display of how to do it beforehand.
He did awesome. Yeah. I didn't even show him physically how to do it. I just explained with all the tools. I didn't actually plug one in front of him. So he just went to town and 54 seconds.
Speaking of plugging the tyre,
was his name.
James. I was going to say James. I just didn't back myself because I think Mark might have been the tyre fitter.
Uh-oh.
Anyone help us out on that one?
Jono, was it James? He's shrugging his shoulders.
Yeah, he's not sure.
I think it's James.
I reckon it was.
Yeah.
I'm with you. I feel like Mark was one of the other ones.
Yeah.
One of the other fellas.
Yeah. Yeah. James was the one that donated his 50 bucks to the Royal Flying Doctors.
And then
he added another 50. And then I couldn't find the Royal Flying Doctors and I was freaking out because I was like, people are going to think I'm pocketing his money. But we found him.
You did find him.
Yeah, we found him.
Oh, good. I was going to say you didn't use that on your fuel today, did you?
Would have been handy.
What was I going to say then? I lost my train of thought there. Oh, no, it was Maxis. So we did that out the front of Maxis. And Jade and I, for the first time, met Jeff and Josephine, who were just the kindest people on earth. The amount of stuff that they were willing to hand over to us to help out at your main stage. I was going to say act, but what is it? Your main stage display show?
Yeah, the talks and the entertainment on the... Yep.
But
so I try and make it like
that was an
educational.
Absolute joy meeting them because they were incredible people. But
they're more than happy to help, and they were pretty excited to see the tire challenge as well.
It was all happening
in front of them.
I was really keen to do it. I was on the drill, creating the hole, which I felt like was a good role for me.
Yeah, I think we need I think we need to do. Yeah. You need to do a tire challenge maybe, at the Perth show, I reckon.
Maybe, we'll see.
Practice on the way back.
Hopefully, I don't have to.
Yeah.
Actually, it might if I did have to practice, I think it's going to be on my car after some of the sounds it was making before when we were standing around. Oh, we were listening to it. We could hear Jono and I could hear something up the front of the car, and Jono said, "I think I've heard that on a Ranger before." And then it just literally, as he said that, some other bizarre noise about 20 minutes after I'd turned the car off just happened under the hood, and even Jono hadn't heard that one. So
I reckon it was a solar current making.
You reckon with it plugged? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, sometimes they make a funny noise.
Oh, I'm happy with that then.
Yeah,
as long as it's nothing too sinister.
Trying to make you feel better.
I'll be stoked.
The car's falling
apart. It's falling apart. As long as it's not in that junkyard after this, but I did have a great time in Adelaide, but I am looking forward to Perth because I think it's going to be a big show, and I'm looking forward to getting home too after being long.
Guess what's happening in Perth?
Oh,
I heard that. Oh. I heard Duggo's car's coming to the stand.
I forgot to say that actually.
Yeah.
Which I don't know if I'm really set up for the show, but
mate, like me and Jono were saying in the car, Jono's like, mate, like he's, you know, you think he's like a beginner in full driving. And then you see his setup. It's like, he was blown away.
The beginner part of it is that I don't know how to use anything that I've got.
What did he call you? He called you Wolf in Sheep's Clothing.
Yeah, he did. I'm going to call...
The Swiss Army Knife Ranger there.
Before anyone actually sees the car, though, at the show, I'm going to give it a name, the Bitzer.
The Bitzer?
The bits of everything, because there's a bit of everything on there. It's not one sort of... I haven't gone to one shop at the start of the build. I've sort of grabbed bits and pieces from where I can and put it on there. So
it does tell you that you haven't just rushed and done everything.
I've trialed and errored a couple of things. Yeah,
yeah,
definitely.
Always happens.
Yes,
but I'm really was really interested in that draw system you had.
Yeah, like that works quite well.
Pulls out the boxes and then. While we're talking about it, it was four boxes, and then I said, "Oh, does this go further?" And you're like, "Rip! There's another two boxes."
Yeah, that is awesome. So yeah, hopefully people will get a bit of an idea of how I do things while I'm camping, and obviously it's more of a city car than anything because of what I do. But I think there's some cool little aspects to my car that might be perfect for a weekender, and you can come and have a look at it. And
I think with the canvas canopy, a lot of people are skeptical in that, but the way that you've done it, it'd be cool to see what people think or what people realise, you know,
because
everything's in boxes inside, so if the dust gets in, you can't stop the dust.
Yep.
There's dust in the back of my Troopy.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's all pretty, it's fairly protected, and you work around that sort of stuff with, if you know it's coming in, then, you know, don't stick your clothes in there, not in a box or something. It's just... It's common sense, really, but we'll see how it goes. I'm keen to have it in there. It'll be cool. I might give it a quick polish before we get there. But what do you reckon? Just leave it.
Probably wash it after this trip anyway. But wash it the first day. It'll be nice and clean. The next day, it'll be dusty.
Yeah,
there's so many people.
I don't want people to think
foot traffic.
true. Yeah, because it's a bit of a snaky sort of bush track through the Perth.
Yeah. Look, every year it gets better. They lay more floor down.
Oh, righto.
It's no problem for people coming there for the day, but it's just when a car sits there for 3 days, it accumulates.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yep.
But it's getting better and better.
Yep.
Yeah, it's just that spot too.
Yeah. So you'll be the same spot?
Oh, look, it's the best spot, but it's also the dustiest spot.
Right.
So.
Are you bringing the 79?
Yeah, I'm bringing a 79. I'll bring the Troopy, and then we'll bring the Ranger as well.
What do you want, Jono's FJ? What do you reckon? we could get that in there, couldn't we?
If we can fit it, why not?
I've lost
maximum two Land Cruisers though.
I've lost a train of thought.
So we could be able to fit them in, no?
Fit three.
He's saying we'll fit three.
I'll take the Ranger out. I keep losing my train of thought, but I was going somewhere with the Perth show, and then I was going to, where was I going to?
The podcast.
At the show.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't going. Actually, I remember where I was going, but we'll go there. We'll go to the podcast first because I'll store this in my brain.
We don't know exactly what time the podcast will be on, but I dare say it'll be on roughly 1 p.m.
Yep. Got that, Jaden?
1 p.m.
Is that 2 p.m. or is that... I got you.
That gives me roughly 15 minutes after my other talk.
Right. Yep.
Back to back.
Nice little buffer. Get a quick wrap
in. Boom, boom, boom. Yeah.
Maybe a hunt and brew and... into it.
A couple of hunting brews.
Lastly, before, I'm just going to cut to a little sting.
Yeah.
Your album cover.
Oh, mate.
When's the album coming out?
So,
I've seen the front cover of it. I just haven't heard any tunes from it yet. But when are we going to hear that?
It's, it's a bit of a secret at the moment. But, you might hear an outro song backed by the Southern River Band.
It's so good. Yeah. Australia's hottest new country artist, Ronnie Dale.
Yeah, I'll put it up on socials so that the people can see it.
Absolutely, Aussie cracker. This is the 4-Wheel Drive podcast driven by Shelter. All right, mate, so you gave me some lessons in road etiquette today.
Lessons?
It wasn't lessons, but some... You asked me to turn my lights on.
Oh, yeah, a couple of times.
In the middle of the day.
Yeah,
I think the first time I did, I don't think I heard you something. I don't know. Sorry about that. Because I feel like we got the end of you saying it, and then
But
for people out there, because I probably the one reason I don't turn them on, which is really poor, is because of what happened when I pulled up to camp today. Forgot that they were actually on because I've always got them on auto on the Ranger.
Oh, they don't turn off automatically.
And they don't turn off automatically.
Oh, every time you unlock the car, they turn on again. I remember that.
And or even if I've left them on though on the dial on switch it to manual, if that's what you want to call it.
Yeah.
I don't think they turn off once the car goes off. So I had when the beats were going off, that was telling me that the system's shutting down to save battery, which I never get before, obviously, because I've left the lights on. So that's the reason sometimes that I leave it on auto, which just means I don't have them on in the day, which is wrong because especially for a white car or any color, versus probably white's better to see, but
it's
actually hard to see the oncoming traffic when they don't have their lights on.
Yeah, it is sometimes. It is hard to see. And the main reason why I prefer lights on, and I'm just so used to calling for it in a convoy, is from tag-along tours.
Yeah.
So often I need to know how many cars have come around the corner, and looking in the mirror, you get a real shit view sometimes with dust. But you can count the lights when they come through.
Yeah.
It's really obvious sometimes.
Yeah.
So when we're overtaking road trains and stuff, always glance back in the mirror to see who's gone around.
Yep.
And sometimes when you're really far back, it's hard to see, but if the lights are on, it's pretty easy. And you also get, I get used to the color of the light. I know it sounds really strange, but I'm used to the color of the light. So, Rafa's is very sort of orangey.
Yep.
Yours is like almost snow sort of white.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Yep.
Like a cool white. So I know when you guys have gone around the trucks and that.
Yeah. No, it is good insight because, I mean, I'm doing it out of pure, just didn't want to leave them on, but that, which happened. But it's clear to see how easy it is to actually see the cars.
Oh, yeah. I'm glad you brought it up because many people don't have the lights on and I'm sure a lot of them just don't realise it. Yeah. Sometimes I'm driving around, don't realise I didn't have my lights on.
Yeah.
And in the 79, I get it. That troopy beeps. There's an alarm in it. In the workmate, there's an alarm when you leave your lights on. But in the GXL, there's no alarm.
Really?
Yeah. Is there an alarm in yours, Rafa?
Leaving the lights on.
Right. When you leave your lights on. Yeah. Oh, okay.
I'll turn it. Yeah. Righto. Yeah. There you go.
He's got a newer car.
He does. But the work that's impressive in the work, mate, because there's not a lot of gadgets in there.
There's no electric windows. There's no central locking, but it tells you when you left your lights on. And then you get a GXL, which has all the other fruit. Well, there's not a lot of fruit, really. And it doesn't have that. What's going on?
Yeah. Speaking of the road, the Jaden loved this, the amount of waves.
Oh,
just the friendly traveller wave.
Without me jumping out and saying... You
were big fan of the wave.
The wave is cool. But how do you feel when you don't get the wave back, Jaden?
Yeah, it's pretty frustrating. It's pretty
frustrating. Jaden was waving from the passenger
side. I was waving from the passenger, yeah.
He was loving it.
Did you do all the different waves?
Nah, I just went in the full hand. I was real energetic with it. Just so it made them feel worse if they didn't wave back. You know how you see someone like really energetically wave and then you don't wave and you're I'm a shit person.
Yeah.
I just hope anyone who didn't wave felt like that.
Yeah. Or you're a grumpy person.
Yeah,
I get it. Because sometimes you're tired, right? Sometimes you're really tired. You've been on the road for a long time.
I missed a couple just through, we might have been in a great conversation, Jaden, and I just missed a couple, which is disappointing.
Did Jaden get them though?
No, I don't think he did.
Nah. Okay.
You can always just do the one finger.
Yeah, that's what I'm...
But yeah, they went past too quick.
Yeah, it was gone.
Like,
Well, the best one is when someone waves and you... because you know when sometimes now I probably just do that, but I used to wait to see if they were going to do it as well.
I'll do that sometimes.
And then, yeah, and then sometimes they do just it really late and then you're already past, but you throw your hand up real slow anyway, as if you sort of say like, oh, sorry, mate.
There's an alternative. Nod your head.
That's what Jaden said too.
Yeah.
I do the nod the head, but I'm not sure if people can see that. Can people see you when you nod your head?
If the light's in, they can see you. If the light's in their face, they can't see you anyway.
But are you doing the up nod or like the down nod?
Well, it depends where my head is. If I'm already up, down. I go down.
And if you're already down, you go up.
What about the heat distortion? How do you look at that?
So we're driving along and there's heat distortion. And with polarized glasses, if you tilt your head a little bit, it goes away. So I was like, ah, okay. So, Duggo, oi, are you wearing polarized lenses? And you were like,
yes.
Yes. I said, tilt your head 30 degrees to both sides. Can you see the heat distortion?
My first answer was, no, it went away, wasn't it?
Yeah, something like that. And then I said, what happens when you bop up and down?
Yeah. And then I was like, oh, I can really see it now. I was just, it wasn't until you tried to get Rafa that I realised what you were doing.
Well, Rafa kept going.
Yeah, well.
Well, we were trying them all as well.
Yeah, we were just have a crack.
You were like, shake your head as hard as you can, and we were both like, just rocking.
I was like, I can't do that while I'm driving. Doubled up as a lie though, because it was 20 degrees before and now he's used 30 degrees. So
yeah, you're just, yeah, you know, he's obviously took, I mean,
on. That's when you spend a bit too much time on the road.
Anyone who's driven a Nullarbor, they'll understand what's going on here.
Yeah,
it's called road insanity.
Yeah, well, I mean, I saw a cloud that didn't look like a cloud.
Blew Jaden's mind. This
blew
cloud.
Me away. It was just the polarized glasses I was wearing. The cloud was like darker and like the shade. Yeah. Anyway.
Something else that blew us away, though, was the rubbish on some of the gravel pit stops that we pulled into, because Rafa needs to go to the toilet every half an hour. So we saw a few gravel pits, but it was pretty disappointing. Some of the, like, what did you almost run over?
Well, there was a piece of toilet paper and there was a human something on top of it. And I was like, wow, how did I not run that over? And how did I not step into it when I got out of the car? And it was right in the middle.
Yeah.
I think the wind must have blown out of the bush, right?
Oh, I'd like to give it that excuse, but I don't know. Yeah.
It's pretty disappointing. Like, people just if you're going to take a shit, just bury it. Yeah. Like, seriously, you know, it's not that hard.
But even just some of the, just rubbish everywhere, just... Yeah, it's disappointing, especially after we've spoken to Bo from Outback Cleanups Australia at the Adelaide show and how passionate he is about it. He's pretty much doing it for us all, really. I know there's definitely more good ones than bad ones out there with this stuff, but...
There's more good ones than there is bad ones, I think.
Yeah,
you know, definitely. Because if it was the other way around, like, you know, that movie WALL-E, you know, there's rubbish everywhere. That'll be the world.
Is that the little robot?
Yeah,
I never watched that, actually.
Yeah. Anyway, we're getting really off track.
Hey, you know...
I got
kids,
that's why.
You know who's happy... Yeah, good excuse. You know who's happy about us getting off track, but I'm going to bring it back on track at the moment?
Who's that?
Yeah, mate, Jono.
Oh, yes, because we played Wheel Nut Roulette. There's five of us. There's five wheel studs on a 70 Series Land Cruiser, and we all put our initials on it. And the bottom wheel nuts, when you get to camp, where that is, that's the person who's got to do it.
And unfortunately for Jono, he was filming.
It was one out of five. It wasn't going to be him. He was sure it wasn't going to be him.
And we all walked around, had a look. Rafa, Jaden and I knew what was going on because we had a bit of an early look. Then you got out and you were a bit worried because none of us sort of...
Yeah, I judged your reaction. I was like, that's me.
And then... No. You got out and gave one of the best reactions of all time. So we're just going to cut again to a sting, but we're going to give Jono a little bit of time just to get himself sorted here and get ready for the... What chili is it?
The habanero.
Habanero.
Habanero, habanero.
Whatever one. The 4-Wheel Drive Podcast driven by Shelter. Righto, Ronnie, around the fire pit, brought to you by Maxis. Awesome to have him on board.
Blinded.
You are, it's getting low.
By
so
that
we're,
ball of gas.
We're going to get through this, for Jono's sake, we're going to hurry this up too. We've got the Maxis Razor here off the back of the Troopy, mate. Looking all right back here?
Stroke the furry sidewall.
And it's done a few Ks, has it?
No, that's my spare. That's a good spare. Yeah,
Oh, it's furry because it hasn't been used.
Yeah, this is a brand new one.
I thought you were talking about this, like, Get the dust on it. Looks like it's had a bit of wear.
Oh, yeah, that's just from...
You just need to give it a nice polish, mate. That is nice, actually, tribute. To do.
Yeah,
it's a bit weird doing this on the nice. Podcast.
Yeah, it is, actually.
Stop that, eh?
Yeah,
all right, we're around the fire pit, though. The fire pit's going on the sound, but we are actually going to start the fire pretty soon. We've got...
Well, the fire is going to be somewhere else.
The fire that's about to start now is going to be somewhere else.
Yes.
And
do you want to elaborate on that?
Don't worry about that. People can use their imagination there, but...
don't use too much imagination.
Yeah, don't get too far ahead, mate.
This is a podcast. It's mainly audio, remember. So we're gonna go... hang on a second. We're going to give Jono one of these.
I think it's fair if he picks, as long as he doesn't pick the smallest or the biggest.
He's definitely, I think, allowed to pick which one he goes for.
I've got an idea, Doggo.
Yeah.
Okay, he's not allowed to pick the smallest.
Yep.
But if he does pick the biggest, we should eat a small one each.
Absolutely not. Nah, there's no deal at whatsoever.
That is a ridiculous idea.
That's ridiculous. That is a shocking idea.
No one here lost anything except Jono, mate. That's why.
You want to eat one,
that?
Don't you?
No, I don't.
Do you die?
No, I want to eat one. I want to watch you eat one.
I'm not going through the pain of eating one just to watch you. I'm just happy watching Jono eat one.
Can we just explain what they are as well for the people?
These are habanero chilies.
Chilies are hot enough as just a chili when you put a Monaro chili on it or something that's...
Hot heat.
What about your ramen the other night? Was
oh
so compare that to what Jono's going to be feeling.
Oh, this the ramen's nothing compared to this. This will be super hot, but it'll be short.
That ramen was pretty hot though, mate. You were sweating.
Yeah, it was hot. But
you were redder than those chilies. You were redder than those chilies when you were in that ramen.
That was a dark red. That
was very red.
But anyway. I wouldn't be enjoying this, you know.
Yeah. Just quickly, we've got to get carried away because everyone's a bit excited about this. The wheel nut roulette. So Jono's wheel nut that he marked landed towards the ground.
So this would be Jono's wheel nut now if there was one there.
And the reason that we're doing this around the fire pit is because we don't have service out here, so there's no questions.
Yeah.
And we've asked every single question to each other on the UHF anyway on the way here. So Jono's going to eat one of these for us on camera and we're just going to commentate it basically, aren't we?
Yeah, well, look, we can answer some frequent asked questions and commentate on it from the show.
If it gets, if Jono just takes his like really well, then we might just ask some questions or wrap this up. But I'm hoping Jono's hurting. But let's just get him into it. He's got a shelter down there ready to go because he'll think
there you go, mate.
He's nervous, I reckon.
There you go. Look, he's a king prankster too.
What's he going with? What's he going with?
He's going to biggest.
He's going the big one. The biggest.
You don't need the stem, but...
The stem might help cool it down for you.
Oh,
nice.
He's going...
He's just dived right into that.
Wow. He's going straight for it. You might need a shelter there to...
Here we go.
To put that fire out.
Rafa's got the roaming camera for us too. I'm excited by this. I feel sorry for you though, Jono.
Yeah. If you're on YouTube, if you're watching, if you're listening on Spotify, you can see this on YouTube, by the way. We are filming him.
Yeah, this is... Even though we're in the middle of nowhere, we're filming this.
Mate, he's There's no expression.
Anything
there.
Yet?
He's an animal.
Oh,
really?
Don't tell me. Oh, no. I've ramped this so hard. I thought it was going to be the hottest thing ever.
Yeah. Is it getting hotter?
Come on.
It's got to be getting hotter.
I'm hopeful.
Hotter. Do you want? Would you lock another one?
Quick, think of some frequently asked questions.
What do you get? You get another one.
No.
You going to go another one?
No. It's not the deal, is it? It's not the just one.
He's a hard man, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. But you know what?
What was it?
Yeah, well, it's probably going to burn more tomorrow.
God.
Is he going to burn it all?
Just done that, no worries.
Yeah, he's done it. He's done it.
Oh,
Jono, how are you feeling?
Oh, it is hot, but I've had hotter.
I don't like that.
That's disappointing.
That's very disappointing.
We're going to have to ramp this up next
that's
time.
Disappointing. What was the other one you said?
The ghost chili.
Yeah. What do we have to do to get you to have one right now?
If
on
you
the
have
podcast?
One, I'll have one with you.
Oh, done. I'll film.
Why are you doing it? Why are you saying done for me?
You asked a question, mate. I'm not asking about eating
There's
chilies.
There's five here. Let's all have one.
What did Rafa do to get a chili? Honestly, I won't enjoy my experience out here at Canelda Station Homestead if I do.
There is a long drop.
Think about it this way. If you choose now, you can choose a smaller one.
I know, but we didn't lose anything.
Yeah, yeah, no, there's no reason for me to do this.
But you're trying to get me to do it.
I want someone else to do it.
I'm just keeping an eye on Jono here.
Hang on.
Oh, go, Ronnie. Jono generally just copped it.
I feel like they might be tomatoes.
Capsicum. It's got the three mark hot heat, it reckons.
Is it hot?
Oh, it even smells, to be honest.
It's hot. Damn hot.
If you go as red as you did that other night, it could be good.
Yeah. This could be very good.
You alright?
Yeah. I'm fine.
How long?
this is what I wanted. This is what I wanted. This is exactly what I wanted.
No, you have that, mate.
This is beautiful. Is there a fire in your mouth,
Jono? Jono's got a little bit of watery eye, I reckon. A little bit.
It's more of a stink.
I'd have to be gone, I reckon. I'd have to be pacing.
Yeah.
I can smell something.
I can't do spices, eh? I'm not that great at it. Ronnie, are your eyes watering?
No.
Oh, no.
You can use all that.
Oh, my God. Let's wrap this up.
How can we probably get it? How long's that been? Have we got a podcast together there?
We've got a podcast together there.
Look, I think that's pretty good for Canal to stay.
Redder.
Is it?
That might be the sunburn.
I think Ronnie's eyes are just getting watery. I don't think he can see properly.
The sun's in my eyes.
You did that, yeah.
He's losing. Oh.
Oh, wowee. That is good. I was going to give you a 5-minute time limit before you could touch anything, but I thought, I won't do that. But
that's unbelievable.
You didn't even need it.
Let's wrap this up.
Don't rub your eyes.
All right. Canal to Homestead, 4-Drive podcast, driven by Shelter. We're on the road. Thanks to Maxis. Thanks to Ronnie and Jono for being good sports, eating a chili. Wheel Nut Roulette tomorrow night. We'll let you know how that goes somehow, but it's not the same thing. Anyway, let's wrap this up. See you later. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching.
Let it ride.
Southern River Band. We're seeing us out. It's all happening here.
He's on the run. All right.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.